It's Helping Hand. Friday afternoons, Helping Hand puts a spotlight on an organization, topic, or event that offers assistance to the disabled and others among the most vulnerable. I'm Dave Lawrence, and this week, a returning guest, Helping Hands Hawaii, incorporated in 1974 with a mission to connect individuals, families, and organizations with essential human and material resources. Helping Hands Hawaii administers numerous programs like Adopt a Family, behavioral health programs, bilingual access line, community clearinghouse, emergency assistance program, Hawaii Pathways Project, Ready to Learn, which we have featured previously on Helping Hand, and the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP. Thursday, March 2nd, they are holding their 13th annual fundraising dinner, Hilton Hawaiian Village. We learn more with our very special returning guest today, President and CEO of Helping Hands Hawaii, Jan Harada. Welcome back.
Thanks for having me, Dave.
Very welcome. Give us a little bit of, as you see it, the background of Helping Hands Hawaii and how you fit into helping those in need.
We've been around, like you said, since 1974. We like to say we serve some of the most vulnerable in our communities. Everything from people struggling with poverty or homelessness. We serve adults who not only are struggling with poverty or homelessness, but add on to that, struggling with severe mental illness or addiction challenges. And then we also serve immigrants with limited English proficiency, which means language is a barrier sometimes for them to accessing necessary services and supports in the community.
How are you connected to the SNAP program?
We have a contract with the state to do SNAP outreach. We help get the word out about SNAP services. We help people fill out applications. And sometimes folks are homebound or they're unable to get to the state office to get the appointment because you have to have an appointment before you can get your application approved. Sometimes we drop off applications for people who are homebound or mobility limited. We also will follow up sometimes when there's a delay in hearing back on an application. And a big part that people don't realize is we also help with the maintenance piece in order to maintain your benefit. So you moved and let's say you didn't understand that you needed to advise the state of your change of address, or if you're homeless and you don't have an address, those kinds of things present challenges for maintaining the benefit, let alone getting the benefit. So we help in that way too. We do primarily Oahu. We help out off and on when the state's short. We also help train the other SNAP outreach providers that the state contracts with on the other islands as well.
You're part of the Partners in Care Coalition as well?
Yes, the Oahu's Homeless Services Consortium.
Give us a little overview of the funding.
We are right now about a $5 million organization overall. About 48 to 50% of that is government, and that's all levels. Another 20 to 30% of that is what we call fee-for-service, so revenue we generate ourselves to help fund our programs and services. And then the remainder is either private donations, contributions, grants, this fundraising event, and then we own our building.
And before we get to this fundraiser, Thursday, March 2nd, if you were to think of who is the most vulnerable group that you're helping?
I'd say that probably the highest risk, most vulnerable that we work with are the adults that we have that are suffering from severe mental illness and or addiction, and also then struggling with poverty or homelessness.
This event, 13th annual fundraising dinner, Hilton Hawaiian Village on Thursday the 2nd. There's a lot of ways people can support the event.
What you'll hear is a little bit of the stories of what we do and the people that we help. But really the focus is actually on the people that we're honoring. And we have a history of trying to honor people that don't necessarily always get recognized. So sort of like that hidden heroes concept, which sometimes ironically makes it hard for us to get people to agree to be honored. So this year's honorees, we're really excited. We usually have one community collaborator. Collaboration is one of our big core values.
Sure.
We look at whether it's an organization or a person that we work with through one of our programs or multiple programs that is a good collaborator, meaning they work well with us, they share resources, just about doing what needs to be done to help the people that we're helping. So that person this year is Heather Lusk, the executive director of the Child Project, which is the Community Health Outreach Work Project, a small organization. They're known to be what we call harm reduction. So really the whole purpose is to look at people who are struggling with addiction, with HIV/AIDS, and Heather herself has done a great job of working with Homeless Services Consortium, Oahu's Partners in Care, to look at how to incorporate those lessons and those values into how we help those who are struggling with those challenges on the streets. We're excited to honor her this year as our community collaborator. We're honoring her specifically. She is their executive director because of how she's worked with our teams and the community. And then our second honoree is actually Rotary, the whole District 5000, which is all the Rotary clubs in the state of Hawaii, over 50. That's our community supporter, community benefactor honoree. It's usually a person or an entity who has done a lot of volunteering, charitable works. And Rotary, if folks aren't familiar, has been around for 100 years in Hawaii. They just celebrated their centennial. They have put in across all the different clubs thousands of hours every year to volunteering and community service projects, as well as charitable giving. Rotarians serve on boards of nonprofits, helping in that way as well. For example, Rotary is the major partner for the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation in looking at eradicating treating polio. That's everything from giving money for the vaccinations to Rotarians actually going to the countries still affected. But Rotarians also are in their communities, repainting and refurbishing, you know, nonprofit things. Or we were just on Lanai helping retrofit the first domestic violence shelter on the island of Lanai.
So people will get a chance to witness two specific components of the local philanthropic community being honored for their work.
The evening is structured where 5:30 is kind of the cocktail hour. During that time, John Yamasato and Darren Leong will be playing. They're donating their time. The dinner and program starts at 6:30. And the program is partly the honorees, us sharing some stories about what we do. And there's a lot of fellowship time. So dinner is served. It's a luau dinner menu. It's a beautiful set menu. There is a few opportunity drawing items that people make a donation and try to win. The other thing we're known for, because it is on a Thursday night, we're usually on time and we finish early. 8 o'clock if we can help it.
If someone just wanted to come by themselves or with a couple, so it'd be $250 a person or $500 for a pair of people to come.
Yes.
Or explain a little bit, if you'd like, the other ways that people can both come with getting a table or a larger group and other ways, perhaps volunteering, donating supplies, anything else that you may need for this event that people could rally behind it.
We also are looking for items that are part of our opportunity drawing. Like, for example, right now, we've got a 2-night stay at Aulani that was donated along with a $500 Disney gift card that they can use there. $1,200 donated by Par Pacific for gas, $1,200 worth of gas. It's a drawing for a donation they can potentially win.
So you could both use more items for this drawing. Mm-hmm. So if people want to contribute an item, somebody owns a business, somebody's got some dough, they can contribute money, item, gift certificates to that. And when people are there, in addition to buying tickets,
make a donation.
Yeah. That gets them entered into the drawing.
Yeah.
Volunteer manpower.
I think no, we're good on manpower for that evening. We need volunteers for the agency.
You want to touch on some of that?
We have a number of ways people can volunteer. One is on the program side, we have a community clearinghouse that distributes basic household necessities and family and children related items. That's everything from furniture to clothing to household goods, child care items. So sometimes we need volunteer groups that come in and help sort and inventory, help process applications for people to be eligible to access the clearinghouse items, volunteers that help us with greeting donors that come in and accepting the donations. We always could use people who have graphics and marketing skills that know how to do that kind of stuff. And then the last part is, because we own our property, is all the facility stuff. So things like plumbers and
handyman
carpenters
stuff.
And handymen and lighting guys and folks who can help patch a hole in whatever, you know, those sort of things are always needed too.
Between that and supporting you at the event, supporting you just in general with some of the ways that people can plug in, people get the tickets for this event.
Go to our website, that's helpinghandshawaii.org. Right there on the front page will be the link to our dinner. You could also send in a check, you know, that sort of thing. It'll give you all the instructions for how to access that.
Online.
But there's no actual hard copy ticket.
Yeah, I get you.
You just get put on a list.
Makes sense. That's what I was alluding to. helpinghandshawaii.org. And you can also use the email form there at their website, 536-7234. I've got their contact information, the full interview, the radio feature, and all of our other Helping Hand guests and all of their information waiting for you at hawaiipublicradio.org. Things that we didn't get in that you want to cover?
I think the main thing is we always encourage people to give if they can, volunteer if they can. We would love for them to do that with us, but we also know that the best way you're going to ensure that you want to do that and that you can do that is if you're passionate about the cause. So it doesn't have to be Helping Hands Hawaii. And we really like to see people who are passionate about helping whatever their cause is. You know, we've talked about before, Dave, you know, one of your things is helping folks who are struggling with being blind. If your thing is helping the blind community, go and look for opportunities to help the blind community. So I always like to encourage people to say that it's not just about Helping Hands Hawaii, it's about the greater community, because we realize there's so much need out there that there's not ever going to be a situation where you got too much. Go with whatever you're interested in. And our other thing too is a lot of times we'll get calls and maybe we can't take something, but we make sure we connect that person then with somebody who can.
It's a great message of just give back. There's a lot of need out there. There's a lot of creatures in distress, and we're all on this planet together. Us, the animals, we are animals. We're just the most destructive of them. But it's a great thing to give back, to try to help out those in need that are in crisis. It's a great lesson. There's a lot in that. It's the president and CEO, and that's why she's doing that role at Helping Hands Hawaii and spreading goodwill. Jan Harada, trying to just shine the light. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.